Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and CalCPA Institute. I'm Bill Spaniel. If you have retirement accounts such as 401ks and IRAs, you will one day have to start withdrawing the money from your investments. But when do you absolutely have to, and how much must you withdraw? These decisions will affect how much money you have to live off of during your retirement. To provide some guidance, we consulted with Lynette Ashley, a CPA and personal financial specialist in Redlands, California. Hello, Lynette. Welcome to Financial Empowerment.
Hi, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Lynette. Today, we're going to discuss when people should start withdrawing funds from their retirement accounts, 401ks and IRAs, and how much they should withdraw. That's a decision when people who are about to retire or are retired have to make. So when can someone start withdrawals?
For me and for my clients, that's usually a conversation that we plan for. And So we plan when they need to start taking money. They usually cannot start taking it until they're at least 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm. And is that a good time to start taking money out of your retirement account? Most people, I would imagine, would want to wait until their full retirement age.
Yes, most people do wait until they are at full retirement age. I actually don't run into very many clients who start taking it out at age 59 and a half. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're still working. If you're working, you don't need additional income.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that gets postponed.
Can people who are working take money out as a loan?
You can take a loan from a 401k retirement account as long as you're still employed.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that loan is just you paying yourself back.
Do you have to fully repay the loan?
If you do not fully repay the loan, then it does become taxable to you at some point in time. Mm-hmm. So it's best to repay it and then not incur that tax burden if you can.
Okay, let's assume that someone waits until his or her full retirement age to start withdrawals. How does one go about arranging that withdrawal?
There's a distribution form that you can obtain either if it's from a 401k, you can generally obtain that from the company that's managing the 401k plan or your human resources department. If mm-hmm. it's an individual retirement account, then you can access that distribution information from or the form for that. If it's from an individual retirement account, you can access that form from your financial advisor mm-hmm. or from the company that's managing your IRA account.
Is there a set amount that one must withdraw every year? And if so, how is that determined?
Yes, there is. A lot of people ask me that. Once you turn age 70 and a half, then you have to start withdrawing from your 401k or your IRA. There's one caveat. If you're still working, then you don't have to draw it from the 401k unless you're the business owner. Mm-hmm. But most people do start withdrawing at age 70 and a half, and there's a formula that it's an IRS formula where they've determined an amount for you to distribute based upon the balance of your account as of December 31st, divided by a factor that correlates with your age.
Mm-hmm.
And so it mm-hmm. adjusts every year. Mm-hmm. And that's called the required minimum distribution.
Is it possible to withdraw more than the required minimum distribution?
Oh, sure. You can withdraw however much you like. Keep in mind that if it is a traditional 401k, I say that traditional meaning that it's tax deferred, or if it's a traditional IRA that is also tax deferred, then you will pay the income tax liability on your distribution, mm-hmm. however much you choose to distribute.
But if it is a Roth, you don't pay tax on the distribution. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's mm-hmm. the value of having a Roth as a part of your overall portfolio, having a Roth account, whether it be a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k.
Do you have to take a lump sum distribution each year, or can you allocate it monthly or biweekly over the course of a year?
You can take it in whichever time allotment you choose. You can take it in a lump sum annually, or you can spread it evenly throughout the year.
I understand that many financial advisors recommend a 4% distribution. In other words, 4% of your retirement fund's value each year. What are your thoughts on that?
The 4% rule, that sort of came about as a means of helping individuals to not outlive their assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have studied that and looked at specific examples over, say, a 20-year time frame, mm-hmm. even including the 2008 downturn. I have studied it and seen that that 4% typically does help a client not outlive their assets, so mm-hmm. limiting your withdrawals to 4% per year.
Might I be okay taking out more some years or less than others, so long as I meet the required minimum distribution?
Yes, I would say as long as you're meeting your required minimum distribution and you need additional funds 1 year, certainly take whatever amount that you need. I also think that it's a good idea for you to work with an advisor and determining if that is something that fits in your overall goal plan.
Can I still contribute to a 401k or IRA when I'm retired?
No, you have to have earned income from employment or self-employment in order to contribute to a mm-hmm. retirement account.
Well, many people who are retired from their full-time job might have a part-time job or do consulting work. Can they contribute to an IRA?
Yes, that is correct. If you're working part-time, you can contribute up to the maximum amount. If you don't need the revenue that you're earning from your part-time job, you can contribute all of it up to the maximum amount of mm-hmm. the IRS regulation.
Is it wise for a person to take all their money out of an IRA or 401k as a lump sum when they retire?
Well, you have to keep in mind that if this is tax-deferred 401k and not Roth, or mm-hmm. traditional IRA and not a Roth IRA, you will pay income tax on all of that distribution at one time. So it's usually wise to spread that out over the years that you will need to use the funds mm-hmm. rather than take it all out at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're talking about rolling it into another type of an account, mm-hmm. like another 401k to an IRA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not a taxable event.
Probably if you roll it over within a set period.
Yes, you can roll over 401k assets into an IRA if you find that you want to consolidate multiple accounts. That's mm-hmm. possible.
So you can consolidate multiple IRAs and 401ks into one account?
Yes, that is correct.
And regardless of whether or not I consolidate accounts, do I have the option of withdrawing funds from particular investments, or must the withdrawal come from the entire account?
You do. You do have a certain amount of control as to which assets you draw from, especially if you have multiple accounts. You can mm-hmm. pool the assets together for the required minimum distribution calculation and take it all from one account if you like to do that. Like I have a client that has some CD accounts and some investment accounts with equities, and he oftentimes likes to draw from the CD account for the required minimum distribution.
Because they aren't earning that much interest, is that correct?
Right.
So he wants to keep more money in those accounts with higher earning rates than those that are earning less.
That's correct. And then if it happens to be in a time that the market's not doing so well, then he can make a decision at that point in time and just reevaluate. But he does mm-hmm. like to pick and choose which accounts he takes his required minimum distribution from.
Is it better to tap traditional taxable 401ks and IRAs first before withdrawing from Roth versions if you hold both kinds? Or is it better the other way around?
That question would determine on what your overall goals are. If mm-hmm. your goals are to leave your heirs with as much assets as possible, then taking the money from the tax-deferred accounts is probably the best avenue for you. But if your goal is to keep your tax liability the lowest as possible, then you can take from the Roth account and not have a tax liability.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that case, the Roth would be the best.
What about inflation? How do you factor inflation into your decision regarding how much to withdraw?
Well, you have to consider that inflation is averaged about 3%. Going all the way back and to the beginning of the stock market, the U.S. stock market. And so you have to remember that you're losing buying power every year. You have to look to see that your investments are earning enough to not only provide for the withdrawal rate that you want to use, but also accommodate the 3% inflation rate. You have to keep that in mind.
Thank you, Lynette, for talking to us about this subject. Do you have anything else to add?
I wanted to add one thing, and that is that a lot of times my clients don't realize the big difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA, or 401k tax deferred and Roth 401k, and that is that when the money is invested in the tax-deferred account, you are not paying income taxes then, and so you're paying taxes when you draw the money out on your initial contribution as well as all of the earnings that you have earned over the years of mm-hmm. your investment. But when you make a Roth IRA or Roth 401k contribution, you don't get a tax deduction at that time. The money that you pull out in retirement is 100% tax-free. So what I'm saying is the money that you contributed, you've already paid tax on, you're not going to pay tax on that in retirement, but the earnings over all of those years that you've been invested, those earnings are also tax-free.
Mm. Which is a good thing for those who have it.
Yes, it is.
Again, our thanks to Lynette Atchley for helping us better understand how to decide when we should tap a retirement account and how much to take out. We appreciate your listening to CalCPA's Financial Empowerment Program, which was produced in August 2018. If you would like to comment about our show, have a question for a CPA, or would like to suggest topics for future programs, write us at financialempowerment@calcpa.org or simply visit www.calcpa.org. You can search there for a California CPA who can help you save on taxes, better manage your investments, or budget for those rainy days even sunny California sometimes has. Just click on the Find a CPA link. This is Bill Spaniel, and you've been listening to Edition 210 of Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and Cal CPA Institute.